This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. After a year of reflecting on the trauma of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Song of Spring has prompted ER nurse Mariah Clark to introspect about a life after the pandemic.
I'm walking out of the hospital at 4:30, 5 a.m. It was a long shift. I had to stay late. And I'm hearing the first bird song I've heard in months.
As we begin to ramp up our vaccinations and more Wisconsinites become vaccinated and have the vaccine available to them, there's a definite feeling of seeing the twilight before dawn, having hope, knowing that if nothing else, at least we'll be able to hang outside comfortably again soon. You know, spring has never felt so spring-like and primal. And I think this year probably people were more maybe aware of winter as a season of death and spring as a season of rebirth. It's got me thinking about the end of the pandemic as sort of a tenuous prospect, as a vague idea. You know, I heard something recently about how people just can't grasp big numbers. And this year has really rubbed that in a little bit. I've lost track of how many of my close friends I've lost to COVID. I have to go back and check, you know, social media posts to remember, because of course there weren't any funerals to mark it. I've definitely lost count of how many patients I've lost. And while there's been plenty of bright spots, I have to know that I have kind of lost track of the numbers, just like everybody else. And I know that nobody who didn't deal with COVID day in and day out, constantly faced with it in all of its ugly truth daily, is gonna ever really grasp what it was like. And I don't know if in 5 years it'll seem like this was better than it was or worse than it was in memory and recollection, but I know that there are stories I will never forget this year, my own and other people's. So when people share, listen.